Hey, everybody. Very juicy episode of the show today. It starts out very normal. We talk about some updates. The state of Wisconsin bought 9 figures of Bitcoin. We talk about some of the other action that we're seeing. Paul Ryan talking about stablecoins when asked about the national debt problem. But then the show goes off the rails when Kix brings up a token called Chicken with Drip. And we basically just start talking about Chicken with Drip and similar meme coins for 50 minutes. It's a little bit of a live, you know, like shitcoin debauchery show. People seem to really like it. I don't know. You let us know, podcast listeners, if you think it's on point. Hope you enjoy the show. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Daily Bone Podcast. Clemente liked that song, the new hit. I'm a Soul Maxi dropped on crypto Twitter today. It's by, I actually don't even know who the artist is, but he did quite the good job exclaiming that he's a Soul Maxi. He's living gas free and you can't tax him. Anyway, welcome to the Daily Bone Podcast. We discuss all things crypto market, includes majors like Bitcoin, Ethereum, Solana, meme coins, and of course, NFTs. Today, we're going to discuss this morning's crypto rally and if we've finally broken the trend of low volatility. We'll see. The bloodbath of Ethereum NFTs and Bitcoin Ordinals NFTs and whether the music has finally stopped for Fantasy Top after the overnight dip. Clemente, it looks like you wanted to get a word in. What's going on?
Oh, no, it's just, I mean, just an absolute disaster on Fantasy Top. I am down horrendously overnight. I bought like 15 of this one guy's card, and then he's been DMing me about how he was going to step it up, and his tweets are shit.
I'm crushing the tournament, brother. Have you seen my content right now? I'm crushing.
The new scoring system, PO, is a disaster. Franklin's posting videos of himself every 5 minutes and is like dominant. It's literally him saying it's 8:35.
I saw, dude.
And he's crushing. He's like number right.
He's live streaming himself sleeping overnight too. It's actually like innovating content. It's
Kix, just wait till this show ends, dude. I got a whole plate full of content for the rest of the day. You should see my videos this morning. I've already posted 6.
Jesus.
Meanwhile,
y'all gonna have burnout, dude.
Nope,
they're gonna burn out the whole fucking timeline, dude.
It's
gonna burn out. It's insane. Nick,
does volume of tweets matter more than like
right now? Yes, the new scoring method is based more on volume.
Dude, I can't do that. That's just gonna kill the account.
Duh. Well, ladies and gentlemen, who'd have thought that incentivizing a bunch of people that already have a 3-year track record of sucking at making content to post more content? Who could have seen that? That was who could have seen that? That was going to be a bad thing. I wasn't talking about you, Nick. I'm talking about
I wasn't talking about me.
I was.
Everybody else that you're disrespecting. How's your tweet? Like, you're like, yo, I've been just dominating Twitter. Check out my tweet game and all those people suck.
Talking about content, not
just
written.
Filmed another video. We're letting it fly right now.
Anyway, who'd have thought that could go not well? Who also thought that extremely high value cards representing crypto influencers that nobody in the world knows about may not hold a ton of value when they literally cost like $1,000 plus each? Who could have seen that coming? What do you think's
better? $1,000 or more for my own, and the price is down. What the hell, dude?
Well,
I'm disappointed in this guy, Nick.
Here's the secret, Nick. I'd rather buy literally a share of NVIDIA stock than your card on Fantasy Top. Who'd have thunk it?
Up, dude.
Wow, that's a hot take.
Who'd have thunk it that you could buy a share of NVIDIA stock versus a random ass crypto token on a random ass new product that just came out that represents random ass crypto people that nobody knows? But anyway, you're muted, buddy.
You're like switching to them, be like, all right, top 5 stories today, all Fantasy Top. Let me walk through it after you just like shit on the whole thing. You're like, this is the dumbest fucking thing ever.
No, I'm just, someone said I only understand Bitcoin. Not wrong. But what's the under, what am I missing? What's the understand that I'm missing?
You just don't get it, bro.
So many times people have, like, dude, with Frentech, when it came out, they're like, no, you don't get it. No. Let me talk to you. You don't get it. I'm like, oh no, I get it. I'm not going to deploy capital into this thing. Anyway, before we dive in and we get a Kicks weather report, which is always a treat, we are going to let you know that today's show is brought to you in partnership with Nifty Island. Easy and Clemente are going to be doing a stream playing the game today at 1 p.m. Eastern. Glad I was invited to that. Anyway, what else do people need to know about the stream or about Nifty Island? Clemente and Easy.
Oh, we're giving away some Pac Moon on the stream. We're going to be playing foot races and target practices. Whoever wins gets punched in the face by the loser. That's we're just going full on in content, and I'm recording it for my fantasy top audience. In all seriousness, we're going to be doing a lot of the airdrop stuff that's going on right now. They have a play to airdrop campaign going on, and their new quests are just going live at the moment. So we're trying to participate in as much of that as possible. There's a ton of different game modes that I had a ton of fun just doing a sporadic stream on Sunday, just competing in these time trials just by myself. And I found myself just constantly trying to beat my own time. It's extremely addicting. We built an island with a bunch of people who ended up joining and playing, gave them all build permissions. That got a little messy, I will say. And we may have something in store for the Bodagos with a nice little venture there. So I'm excited about the islands as well. Clemente just got a gaming computer, so his gaming arc is about to take off in full force.
Yeah, and he really, it seems like he really gets it, too, based on some of the pre-show conversation that wasn't recorded. Sounds like he's a really sophisticated gamer. Anyway, Clemente, on this stream.
I was going to say, on Nifty Island, Nick, I'm going to give him flowers. This guy's not bad. Not bad. I did a stream with him.
Nick can play video games. He's pretty good.
Actually, not bad. Hyper-competitive. I will say.
No surprise.
And emotional at times.
You should see him play racquetball, dude.
I mean, I saw it.
We used to play Rocket League, and he was like that, and I would whip his ass, and he'd get mad. Anyway, Clemente.
Yeah, I can really see
whip
Nick.
What are you talking about?
No, I think he's beaten me in Rocket League many more times than I've beaten him, but whenever I beat him, I would really talk a lot of trash. Anyway, Clemente, go ahead.
If you haven't played a Nifty Island, if you don't know what it is, you can go download the game at niftyisland.com. You have to download it, and then you have to do a small tutorial to get up to date. But I've been talking to a lot of different community members in the Nifty Island community, and they're like super plugged into it. You can they're play to earn. This is their second wave for their airdrop. So literally just play the game. You participate in quests. You earn blooms, and those will be eventually used for the island token. So literally just play the game. It's a bunch of fun. There's a lot of different things you can do in it. It's like its own little universe you can participate in with different islands. So I've been dabbling in it a little bit more, and then you can use your NFTs that you own as skins, as boosts within tier. So yeah, highly recommend it. So go to niftyisland.com to download the game if you haven't played it yet, so you can join Easy and I at 1 p.m.
Super polished game. I'm really looking forward to getting invited to one of these streams at some point. But in all seriousness, I love the the fact that crypto gaming, obviously it's going to take time for this stuff to happen. But when you see what they're doing in Nifty Island and you see like what the gameplay looks like, how like actually polished the game is, like, in my opinion, you can start to see what direction all this stuff is going. And I know Kix knows this because he's running a video game enterprise himself. But yeah, I mean, we'll have conversations with people where they're like, yeah, you know, the market for ETH NFTs is dead right now. The market, it's like, yeah, you can't really do much with those things yet. But people building in on the infrastructure side, including gaming, are giving, you know, are building a road to drive the NFTs on, so to speak. So it's really cool to see. Love partnering with them. Looking forward to maybe getting invited to a stream at some point. Anyway, Kix, please take it away. We got a Wednesday, May 15th weather report coming at you. Super hot with the nose strip and all.
Yeah, man. You want a quick fun fact, right? Sure. Before we go on the report? Okay, when would you just guess, like off the cuff, when would you guess the last bayonet charge in combat was? Just guess.
Charge, like when it was used?
Yeah, but no Googling. Like last bayonet.
2003.
You're such a fucking Googler, dude.
I literally just came up with that number.
Oh, that's really good. Yeah, the a British troop in Afghanistan, bayonet charge. They got pinned down by a bunch of Afghanis.
Was it actually 2003?
Yeah, 2004, but I'll give you credit for really it. Close. Yeah, and they bayonet charged these fuckers and got out alive. And that was crazy to me because I thought that we probably hadn't seen a bayonet charge since World War II.
Do you hear me when I'm speaking, or you just don't?
What are you saying? Sorry.
I'm just genuinely wondering.
What are you wondering? Well, you're a little quiet. Maybe I need to adjust stuff on my end. You're a little quiet.
Anyways, the question was, yep. Did he successfully pierce?
No piercing. The Afghanis ran into the hills way before they got close.
They were afraid of the bayonet.
They were afraid of the bayonet charge. It was, and I actually, so I started doing more research and like fun fact, Civil War, less than 1% of all wounds in the Civil War were related to bayonets. Most bayonet charges never resulted in hand-to-hand combat. It resulted in one party or the other retreating. So even through history, it was mostly an intimidation tactic.
Well, there, I'm sure that there was also one of the biggest misconceptions about bayonets is that there's it's not attached to a gun, but in fact, it is attached to a gun. Yeah. So when you shoot someone with the gun, they usually die in advance of you getting to a point where you use the bayonet, basically.
Well, like, the last time they really did bayonet charges in mass was the Japanese in World War II. They called it bonsai charges. And those guys didn't retreat. They would just like all die in the advance. But that's true honor. And anyways, let me hit the green button here. And let's see what we got on the report. Today's Wednesday, May 15th. ETH market volume coming in $12.4 million. Solana 2.9, Ordinals 2.8. Maybe they need to merge together to get halfway there. NFT market leaders on Ethereum, Pixelmon down 25% to 0.97. On Blast Hoods are down 45% to 0.04. Finally, on Ordinals, OMB down 10% to 0.364. Crypto Roundup, majors rallied after CPI came in below estimates this morning. Bitcoin up 4%, just shy of 64K. Ethereum trying to get back to 3K, 2950. Solana up to 148. Standout tokens today include Floki up 8%. Of course, everyone's favorite Peony up 33%. And Boden up 15% to a $177 million market cap. Over the past 24 hours, we got Roaring Kitty finally mentioned GameStop by name in one of his meme videos last night. GameStop currently down 10% pre-market to $44 as GME and AMC were halted a total of 34 times yesterday. It's kind of funny. It's kind of like when Goblin Town was revealed, right? When you name it, the price go down. Crypto native prediction market Polymarket raised $45 million in Series B funding led by Peter Thiel's Founders Fund. Polymarket currently has 80% of the market share for U.S. presidential futures. Current odds have Trump at 49% and Biden at 44%. If you're a mathematician, those don't add up to 100%, so you got to wonder who the other 7% are. Last but not least, Shrapnel announced the launch of STX3, which will feature 3 days of around-the-clock game access starting May 23rd at 8 a.m. Eastern. Rewards will include Shrap token and fragments used to craft weapons, skins, which are NFTs that can be traded on their marketplace. That's it for the weather report. Back to you in the studio. And by the way, shout out Clemente. Timing on that was phenomenal.
Dude, the map updates on Shrapnel look sick. 3 days of playing the game. I'm going to be in my underwear eating Uncrustables and drinking soda, just playing that game nonstop, full gamer mode. You know,
Mountain Dew and hot Cheetos, baby. We're not leaving the desk.
That's what I'm going to do.
72 straight hours.
Cheetos and Takis.
There we go. Ladies and gentlemen, some updates from the Daily Bone newsletter. It's emailed to anyone that subscribes at dailybones.com. First story, the state of Wisconsin. The state of Wisconsin reported holding $146 million in Bitcoin ETFs, amigo. I don't know. Hey, Wisco, way to do it. Milwaukee's going to be flourishing. It's going to be Milwaukee's the new Singapore, ladies and gentlemen.
You better get into cheese now because they like cheese. And when they're rich off their Bitcoin, then you can convert that shit into straight cheese. So you better get in on cheese now while you have a chance.
Holy shit. I love it. Massachusetts too old and crusty to do this. They're too busy wearing their vineyard vines like salmon colored shorts.
Nerds.
Nerds, literal nerds. Wisconsin's over here flourishing. Wisconsin about to be the leading state in the United States.
Next Green Bay Packers.
Well, a lot of people also get misconstrued. It's that Massachusetts is all the natives are a bunch of dumb idiots, but all the smart people are people that are just tourists. They come through and then they leave.
Boston Harvard.
What's going on there? So that's the challenge.
It makes sense to me since there ain't no Bitcoin on that Massachusetts balance sheet. I'll tell you that. Anyway, DGEN Chain L3 experienced over 48 hours of downtime. What is
What is this? Is this
it's the Farcaster coin.
Okay.
Degen and Farcaster. Yeah. They launched an L3.
Okay. So the L3 that corresponds to
this is a disaster, Pio.
The disaster is nobody noticed for 37 hours. That's kind of the bigger issue at hand here, is that it took people a little over a day and a half for them to be like, oh shit, wait, nothing's actually happening, and it's not because of lack of volume, it's broken.
I mean, even Mark Yusko came on the show yesterday, that's like 60 years old or 65 years old, was taking digs at, you know, Warpcast and Farcaster and these different, you know, L2s, being like, yeah, nobody's using them. Absolutely love that.
The same things, Warp, pretty much. Warpcast and Farcaster,
basically.
No, literally, one is built on top of the other.
Exactly. So they're not the same thing. One's vertical integration. Yeah. Ethereum meme coin, Harry Potter, Obama, Sonic, Ten Inu partnered with Altlayer and Eigen to develop a meme chain. So big progress there in the Harry Potter, Obama, Sonic, Ten Inu ecosystem. We'll have to see how that plays out.
Frankly, I want to leverage along the whole market after hearing that.
Same. And last one, Zeneca announces a blast farming mint. Zen is a mindset. This is another one of these refundable mints on Blast. It's on Blaster, I suppose. 0.033 ETH price, 5,000 supply. It's refundable. We will have to see how these things play out over days and weeks. Got to think it's not going to be a 100% refund rate, so it feels like it's worth it to put one out. And then the NFT market can't get mad at you because you're like, you could have gotten a refund, bro. You could have got
30-day money back guarantee, man. Sorry you got food sickness on day 31.
Food sickness. Love it. Anyway, what to watch out for? Clemente, what do we got here?
I got an idea. Let's launch a refundable contract, but have a bug in the contract where the refunds don't work.
Oh, wait, Nick, it gets better. Someone already broke the system yesterday. Somebody broke the system. You can set parameters on how long it's refundable for, right? So what somebody did was they minted a bunch themselves, upgraded the contract. So now those specific ones can't be refunded. And because on Blur, people are farming, there's a bunch of bids, right? At the floor of where the refund is. They sold all of their upgraded ones into the bids right before the timer expired. So they ended up getting all the money that they spent plus the bidded NFTs. So they ended up without giving those people the ability to refund. And then the timer ran up anyway. So they ended up making, I think, 70%, I want to say, of what the total amount was.
I have no idea. Like, there were some gaps in sort of what that narrative was, because that was confusing. But it sounds
the whole thing is confusing. But they basically broke the system, so they ended up the refundable NFT they dumped into Blur bid farmers because people are bidding where the refund amount is to try to just maximize gold, and the NFTs that they dumped into are not refundable. So you can upgrade this NFT where it's no longer refundable, and the person who made it gets the money. So they did that. They upgraded all the ones they self-minted and then sold into it.
So in this contract, not all of the NFTs are refundable. Only some of them are refundable.
If you upgrade the NFT, there's a function called upgrade, which makes it not refundable. We get the money.
I was going to say, I love that strategy. You make it seem like you're going to want to upgrade, right? You're going to want to upgrade. And it takes away the only functionality anybody cares about.
Yeah, I don't really mess with that kind of, you know, like new technology. I prefer proven stuff. Clemente, pull up the screen. Like pump.fun. I just bought this right here. Chicken with drip. If you see the picture,
it's say
chicken
less.
With Aping. A chain, a hat, and some Nikes. And this chart is booming. What's
the FTV on this?
20,000. But once it gets to 65, once it gets to 65,000, they burn 12K in radium liquidity. So, I mean, it's pretty fucking legit, dude. But anyways, so I just messed with pump.fun.
Pump.fun's making more in fees than Solana and Ethereum.
You got to choose rich, right?
Got to choose rich. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, let's kick off some of these stories. The first story, of course, still Roaring Kitty. This is the man behind the infamous GameStop and meme stock rally in 2021. Mentioned GameStop by name in a meme video last night. I want to actually make one comment that adds to the conversation that Nick started yesterday on the show, because I did see a lot of people not understanding the way that Roaring Kitty moves. Nick pointed out on the show yesterday that he's not like about sticking it to the man necessarily. He's actually more about finding
actual value in the stock market. And that's what prompted him to build a position in GameStop, you know, buy all the calls that he bought and post his theses to Reddit and maybe Twitter also. Nick?
Well, yeah, then he mentioned GameStop, though, in a tweet. I like question whether this account is run by this guy at this point. I don't think it's him.
I think it is.
I think it is too.
I think it is. Yeah, I'd put money on it that it is him, personally.
So what's like the sort of climactic moment that you think that's going to come out of
this?
He's
going to share either a video or a Reddit post from Deep Fucking Value of his new thesis on why he's either short or long GameStop.
Only GameStop?
It's the only thing he's talked about in the videos. The video last night at 8 p.m. was a person dying screaming GameStop. And then this morning was the Scarlet Letter movie, and the logo on the shirt was the GME logo. The GameStop, like, actual business logo. So personally, it seems clear as day that it's going to be another GameStop type move here. As far as what the thesis is, I'm more interested in that because, like we saw in the last cycle, huh?
Well, singular. Anyways, go ahead. I'm getting into grammar.
I think there might be multiple theses. All right, thesi, if you'd like.
Okay, got it.
Where we saw the last one where he really had some like very analytical data on why he was long GameStop on the supply squeeze. Like, the guy's not an idiot. He does his research and really builds out a conviction and a thesis that he sits on for an extended period of time. I don't think he sold the account. Maybe I'm terribly wrong. I have no position in it, but I'm enjoying them. Personally, I just want him to go live on YouTube, like, more than anything else. I want that 7 p.m. live stream that he used to do.
That's what everybody wants, and I think he's going to make us wait for it because everyone's, like, really hanging on this in a significant way. I want to know what the guy's going to do next. I think at this point, any video he posts with a thesis on a stock or, quite frankly, any asset will pump it. He's got the actual Wall Street Bets army behind him. Clemente?
And he is ramping up his frequency of posts. Before it was like every 30 minutes. Now it's every 15 minutes as of this morning. So he's just ramping up.
Got a whole team.
Have you noticed that the views just keep going? Like, he's just into Twitter monetization.
Could be.
It could be. Yeah,
go ahead. I mean, kicks. Yeah, I think if you're like fundamentally buying GameStop, that's kind of dumb, right? It's like probably it's a terrible performing company. But like if he was playing a short squeeze in 2021, I mean, that's legendary. And he made money. He's a legend. And also, fun fact,
$20 million.
Ryan Cohen, who founded Chewy, big pet supply company. PM, maybe you've heard of him. You got a pet Chewy. Yep. Which got sold, I think, to like, you know, Petco or something for $3.3 billion. He's now the chairman and CEO of GameStop. Fun fact.
Yes.
Yeah. He also made a shit ton of money on Bed Bath & Beyond stock, which is now bankrupt. So I don't know if these guys are in cahoots together or what, but...
I love it. Well, look, next on the macro side, CPI print came in at 0.3%, which was under estimates. Jerome Powell spoke on slightly hot PPI numbers yesterday, reiterating that the Fed's next move is more likely to be a cut than a raise. I love the little dance that you play with Jerome Powell, reading into his language. Nick, you've been vocal. You said that you thought people were out to lunch about a rate cut in March. You were right. When do you think that we could see the next rate cut come?
Hey, glad you asked, Peel, because I've been following this situation deeply. There actually is a guy that I watch on YouTube who has this chart that pops up, which is based on like expectations and how people see things going. It had even gotten to a point. Yeah, it was just higher for longer is the main thing. And that's been just kind of the conversation going on. Maybe if he's saying the next action will be a rate cut, that doesn't mean that he's about to cut rates though. Like, it may just be, they're just keeping it where it's at for now. There was also, when was the like uptick in the inflation? There was like after inflation going down, there was another uptick on one of the recent CPI data things. What's that?
PPI, so like producer inflation.
PPI is purchasing power index.
Producer price index, buddy. Producer price index.
Yeah, fuck me, right, Nick? Yeah.
You don't know shit about TradFi, Nick.
Hey, I want y'all to shut your mouth and sit down and listen to the professor explain macroeconomic theory to you, okay? Supply, demand. M1, M2. These are all things that are like zero. So this is absolutely I'm failing anybody who disrespects the professor. Okay, that's what's going to go down here.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
Are there any other sound effects that we need to get out real quick?
Yeah.
What's that?
Oh, wrong one.
All right, we're good.
All right, fuck that.
We're good. My bad. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, silly morning, ladies and gentlemen. Go ahead, Nick.
How did you get that wrong so many times?
I hit the wrong button.
He's just jamming on the same button, expecting a different response. No,
it's just setting on the button. It's on loop, so I can't pause it. Just restarts it.
I see.
Rookie mistake.
That's difficult. The thing I was going to say, in all sincerity, is, I don't know. I actually agree with some of the first of all, the timeline goes bullish, bearish, bullish, bearish, bullish, bearish. And the chart to represent that is basically the world's tiniest move in either direction. So if you look at
a 1 minute chart, please come correct.
So hold on one sec. Let me just pull this up real quick.
Oh, how many lines are we about to see?
Oh, there's this chart. There are seven. So that's
just going to make a zebra look like it's barely got any stripes.
That's small. Okay. Look at the past week or whatever.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we have a Solana chart pulled up with Nick's analysis. Just if you're just listening, we got a Solana chart. Nick, please walk us through this.
The range has been 140 and 150 for 10 days, 11 days, 12 days. So you almost have 2 weeks where Solana has not moved between outside of 150 and 140. Yes, there are some wicks. There was a wick down the other day, but it still closed as a green candle on that day.
And there's eight lines on this chart.
Bitcoin, we're having a range between 64 and 60 for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, almost 13 days, almost basically 2 weeks.
I think Bitcoin's going up here. Look at the breakout over the mid-level of the Bollinger Band. Previous times we've gotten that has been some nice upward price action.
Well, let's fucking go, finally, dude. And you know what I was actually looking at?
You're going to tell me anyway.
AVAX.
It looks great.
AVAX is one that I'm like, okay, this may be a run. Please. If you want to do a quick, why are you nodding your head, Clemente?
I'm saying, he's please. I need it, dude. I need it bad. AVAX Admiral made me FOMO into AVAX like 60 buckaroos.
Yeah, well, you made me buy pups at $54, dude. It's down to $3.
I think I kept buying at that level also, but I don't give a shit. Like, dude, just let the thing ride. Like, just buy more AVAX if you want more of it. I don't think I bought more than $10,000 though, or maybe $20,000 of AVAX. I think that the but this one I'm just looking at, I'm like, man, this is really interesting. And in fact, the price action, if you look over a similar duration comparing it versus Solana went from 200 to 130. AVAX went from 60 to borderline 30 at some point. So the volatility here is better. AVAX has a better upside than Solana right now in the short term, I think. And Bitcoin still, though, which I keep adding to the bag. I mean, obviously, Bitcoin's a dominant figure this cycle, particularly because it's the only thing with actual real buying pressure, outside of crypto traders. Bitcoin's getting in people from the ETFs and stuff, but who's aping in? No one's buying fucking friend tech, Clemente. There's no one outside of this space. And where's all the money? When it shifts, it goes out of ordinals. It goes out of NFTs. It goes in. Basically, we're seeing the worst volatility of all time because it just cycles into one thing. And everyone's like, ordinals are the future. And then suddenly everyone's friend tech. And they're like, dump the ordinals. Dump the ordinals. Get out. Run all into friend tech. And then people are like, fuck, the front tech's not pumping. Dump the front tech. We have a red alert. That's the situation that's going on this side of the market, on the degen side. It's just as aggressive as possible. You're not going to make money if you hold something longer than 2 days.
Random bullshit. Yeah.
And it's got to be.
Well, fun fact, Nick, and this may lend credence to your thesis, is that Coinbase.
Credence to the thesis.
Exactly. Coinbase, at their latest earnings report, said that institutional money is 70% of the way back to all-time highs versus retail money is only 30% of the way back to all-time highs. A lot of that driven off of Bitcoin. So
absolutely.
You didn't hear a word I said.
I was still confused as who was the person that actually said it.
Quickly, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to keep this discussion going.
Can we answer the question?
Just one update real quick, and we'll go right back to it. GameStop's down 15%. Trading is halted 23 seconds into the market being open. So the struggle between Wall Street bets and GameStop and traditional finance is alive and well. Very interesting to see it, Nick.
Well, it's not a struggle between. Did you see what was it? AMC or GameStop issued $350 million in stock.
AMC.
AMC issued $350 million in stock as the pump happened, just dumping shares on people and getting
it,
which is the right move.
Yeah.
On the flip side, the battle of GameStop is not between traditional finance at this point. It's between this is a meme coin. Like this is
between Wall Street bets and crypto Twitter.
Yeah, just and Wall Street bets. It's actually like they're trade. Everyone's trading amongst themselves. There's a cohort of us that I would say is the class of, you know. Well, I'm not the class of 2021, but theoretically, the whole meme stock thing was fun if you participated in that. There's a group that like still exists that's still trading in that activity. A lot moved into crypto. I don't know though, dude. Like, back to your
what is in your hand?
Oh, sorry, it's a bullet.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nick is holding the
shot a 50 caliber
sniper rifle
at the tank place. That thing is pretty big.
It's a very cool bullet, buddy.
They just mailed it to me. I'm trying to figure out what to do with it, like other than just have it just like sitting on my desk. Like, is there something?
No, it's the same thing as
you could turn
it right when somebody walks in, you put it on your kitchen island. So that's the first thing they see. You just really assert your dominance.
And you just stare at them.
Apartment. Yeah.
I should have specified, as Ebrink states, it's a casing. It's not the actual bullet itself. So it's not.
That bullet is probably illegal in New York City if it was a bullet.
Oh, yeah. You'd go to jail.
It would be illegal, actually. You can't even order the. What are the guns that have the water bullets in them?
Gel blasters.
Gel blasters, you cannot order to New York. Yeah. You could get it to Jersey City, and then that's where my sister is, and then bring it over. But I think I may get arrested for just walking around with a gel blaster, basically. Like
they don't want kids and people to cause pandemonium in public places in New York with fake guns, which does make sense to me. I mean, obviously, it can be easily avoided. We've needed to, or we've considered getting prop guns for different videos we've done. You can't get those delivered to New York either. But anyway, back to what we're talking about. So, look, Clemente, I put this into the call sheet. We didn't talk about it. Paul Ryan proactively started discussing stablecoins. So, Paul Ryan, former Speaker of the House, was asked a question about U.S. basically about the national debt situation and how it can be improved. And he proactively responded discussing stablecoins and said he believes that Congress could pass a bill that regulates stablecoins in the United States this year. He thinks it's possible, which is really interesting. We're not going to play the clip. You should check it out. If you look at Nick Carter, NIC Space Carter, who's obviously a big Bitcoin guy. But he's also a guy that's done lobbying basically in Washington for crypto. So you should definitely check it out. Some interesting quotes from the video is that Paul Ryan goes out of his way to say stablecoins aren't crypto, which is an interesting thing for him to say, because I think everyone has to remember, nobody understands this stuff. You have to remember, baseline, zero people understand the crypto ecosystem at all. And a majority of people in the crypto ecosystem don't understand it and are just degenerate gamblers, right? But outside of crypto, nobody understands it. Literally zero people understand it. So he's got to use really simple language to basically point out that stablecoins should be regulated. So if there is some sort of bill passed for stablecoins, what happens next? Well, guess what? Circle's going to file for an IPO. So we'll essentially have the second IPO after Coinbase for a crypto company besides Bitcoin miners, but those don't really count in the same way. They're more like energy companies than anything else, right? So you'll have Coinbase, you'll have
Circle as publicly traded United States-based crypto companies. MicroStrategy doesn't count either because that was like a 20-plus year publicly traded company that just adopted Bitcoin. Plus, they're not actually... Well, now they're starting to build on Bitcoin slash crypto, but it's not really the same thing. They're way behind a Coinbase or a Circle. Then there's a handful of other companies that could go public. The other thing, the other bullish thing is you're probably get a rate cut ahead of the presidential election. Everyone's expecting that. Joe Biden even let his tongue slip and said rate cuts aren't coming yet. You know, everyone's like the president doesn't have influence on rate cuts, but come on now. Let's be real for a second. So you get that rate cut. If either president getting elected, the money printer is still going to go burr. If Trump gets elected, Gensler's probably out and rates are going to go to like near zero. If you ask, you know, Fred Krueger, if you ask maybe even Mark Yusko, he'd say that. So a lot of things are kind of lining up for a bullish 2025. Also, if you look at historically the pattern after the Bitcoin halving, that lines up with it. So these things are all kind of lining up. One other thing I wanted to point out, can you pull up Joe McCann's Twitter, Clemente? Wall Street Bets official account started tweeting about Solana. How about that? If the Wall Street Bets army could get annoyed with the constant halts on GME and AMC, I understand that GME and AMC is the most interesting to them because it is pretty juicy. It's a quote tweet of Wall Street Bets Clemente. It's pretty juicy to treat a stock like a meme coin, pump the shit out of it, and have TradFi up in arms. That is really fun and interesting. But when they realize that you can trade crypto 24/7, no one can halt the trading of it, and the pumps can be unholy. Solana feels like a pretty damn good candidate for Wall Street Bets. What's a better candidate? I think they'll think the Bitcoin number is too big. I think they'll see the number and they'll think it's too big.
They're already way into Solana meme coins. So I went to Wall Street Bets the other day because I always wondered who loses all the money on meme coins. And there's guys that are like down 70K. Trading Solana meme coins on Wall Street Bets. So they're already all up in it. Another fun fact about that Paul Ryan video, PO, he said in it that stable coins are the 16th largest sovereign holder of
treasuries.
Yeah,
that's not surprising at all. Look at the numbers.
Before you come on this show and announce a random meme coin that you've purchased in the future, send me the message. Okay.
I didn't even buy any. I just thought it was funny.
Did it go up? Chicken with drip?
It's doubled or almost tripled in price.
It's about to hit radium.
We're at like three up 300%. Easy. Did you buy this?
A small bag, and I've already sold it. As soon as he said the word, I was in and out. Dude, pump! You will get absolutely torched on pump.fun. I'm telling you right now. The second Kix brought up a ticker, I was on. I was like, oh, and immediately people started tweeting at Kix. Thanks for the call.
Well, what I was going to say is I just laid out my entire one-year proposition on why it's insanely bullish for crypto in the United States and in general, and I'm glad that everyone's significantly more interested in talking about chicken with drip.
I mean,
I'm going to get a glass of water. I'll be right back.
Oh. No, you probably should take it. You should probably do a lap.
He's offended right now.
I'm talking about treasuries and the 16th largest sovereign holding. Dude, the chicken's got shoes.
I'm not offended. I actually just wanted
the chicken's got shoes, P.O.
It's the crypto barbell thesis.
Let's fucking send it, dude.
Fuck it. I'm buying back in, Nick. If you're in, I'm in. I'm not letting you take this ride alone, Chief. I'm
Solana into this, and let's send it to...
Give me the contract address.
No, it's on Pump Fun. There's no contract address. Here's Let's go,
contract.
Kiddo.
No, here is the contract address. Boom. There
but you
go.
Have to buy it on Pump Fun is what I'm saying. You have to.
Like, why? I just bought it on BonkBot.
Oh, BonkBot added support. I forgot. Now you can. Wow. Okay. Okay.
So it's not on Reddit yet. We need like a bike pump action on this bad boy. Send this baby to us.
This is unethical.
No, dude, yeah, this is bad.
Dude, this is what fucking Ansem's doing.
But not on a 50K shitter.
Just wait. This will be a 100K shitter any minute.
Of course, dude, Whiff was a 50K shitter at some point.
Yeah, but no one used tweeting like, about it.
Whiff was such a legitimate meme coin at some point. This is all garbage, dude.
Nick, the trading's about to halt for about 3 to 4 minutes on this coin when it hits radium. That's how what it works. Does that mean? It goes, they burn the liquidity pool and lock it. So we got about a...
Is that a bad thing?
No, it's a good thing. We're on a bonding curve right now. So right now it's a bonding curve. That's how Pump Fun works. Like,
I need to set up my profile. What the fuck is this, man?
No, I think it's a easy. I think it's a bondage curve.
I think it is a bondage curve. Yeah, like a bond gag curve.
Right now, this is a freaking. This is
a piss missile. Send them higher.
Then it just dumped hard.
Yeah, someone just sold it. Can we just share the screen for this? We may as well. Like, we're just watching a Pump Fun shitter. Dude, Pump Fun makes over $1 million a day. $1 million a day. And yesterday they had 22,000 shitcoins launched on Pump Fun.
Dude, I'm getting tired of everyone. I'm a DM the guy that I quote tweeted yesterday that got into an argument with me and be like, yo, the future's chicken drip.
Here's your ticker, dickhead.
Yo, man, you really fumbled the bag.
I bought one soul on it. We'll see if, like, it's what's the mark? How do you see the market cap on this?
Right up there, it's 50,500 right now.
Dude, this thing should be $400 million. Like, that's all that I'm saying. Like,
what's
like,
the market cap of Cardano? Because this should be higher.
The entire show is derailed to chicken with drip now.
I thought it was a funny joke.
Now me and you're financially invested.
The audience is like, hell yeah.
The audience is all in. The audience loves this more than any content we've done in the last month.
Listeners are going up. Hey everybody, welcome to the show where we try to talk about, you know, legit stuff and what could happen
chicken
over the next
with 6 months. Drip. Chicken with drip.
So insane.
It doesn't show up on Bird Eye. You can only view it on this other side
until
huh?
it goes to Radium. Yeah, we need another 5% of this bonding curve before we really hit the big leagues, Nick. 97, we're almost there.
Oh my god, baby.
98, we're almost there.
I got the bike pump, dude.
No, don't put it away.
Why?
We need it to get to Radium before we pull that sucker out. We got two more percentage points here.
Forgive me, Father, for I do not know what I've done.
He goes, I got the bike pump. He cries like, I'm ready with it if we need it.
I got it. It's on him.
Clemente, you want to lead a little conversation on Blast?
No one gives a shit about Blast, dude. Chicken drip is the future, man. You remember, what's this, the fantasy top? Yeah, no one's interested in that dude anymore. They're only interested with chicken with drip.
We can talk. There's various things to cover on the Blast front. Real quick, Clemente, is that the New York shirt?
You know, dude. Hey,
that's crazy drip. Yo, did you accidentally get a couple of those? Real quick,
I got one. There was one in the, or there were two in the box. One I kept. The other one I gave to a bunny's son.
Oh, that's cool that you took my fucking t-shirt. And
this is the only item we've made that I don't have an archive.
Yeah, now you know what it's like.
Archive. This is the archive.
Chip. Nick, not now. We're going to Radium. Officially hit 62K market cap. The boys are sending, boys. Let's get it to 200K. Get ready for
chicken with drip, you got, dude. How much chicken with drip? Because it's time that we swarm Twitter momentarily to let people understand.
One sec. Let me film a quick video to post for my fantasy top holders.
This is insane.
Also, Clement, Zeneca posted a screenshot, speaking of fantasy top, of someone replying to him because Zeneca tweeted at another person that's a hero card, and the guy responds, he goes, no need to engage with heroes. No need to engage with other heroes. And he goes, I'm assuming it's a hero because I blocked him. These people are out of their minds. Completely out of their minds. Anyways, go ahead.
So when do I post the tweet, huh?
Nick, you need to go out there. You're in New York. You got to find a real chicken. All right. We need you to get a real chicken and put it in the Takashi Murakami shoes that you have. All right. We're going full artifact chicken here.
Hold on. Is there going to be a Twitter space where everyone just goes, bop, 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 bop? Is that the direction we're going in at this point for chicken?
I'm going to tweet at Ansem. Hey, Ansem, are you behind this?
This is insane. Ansem will respond in like 4 days. He's like way behind.
So this thing's live on Radium now?
Is it?
Contract's currently migrating. It'll take another 2 to 3 minutes. But basically a stock halt because of volatility. Now that we've gotten to that high volatility range, should open up in a couple minutes here.
Dude, I mean, how does this not go to $150 million and we all on this show get completely rich? You're welcome.
I didn't buy any.
So if it goes that high, can you just like take me out to dinner or something?
Well, I'm getting one soul is what I bought. So it's not like I put in like
one soul at $30,000 market cap when it's going to go to undeniably $150 million. Just programmed.
I mean, yeah, Nick, you're buying one soul of WIF right now at $30,000. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah, like
right?
I'm looking, the market cap of Bitcoin's 1.27 trillion. Like there's on the correlations, okay. Like
easy. How much do you have? How much soul do you have?
1.7 soul right now.
You put 1.7 in?
I put one in. It's 1.7 right now.
Oh damn! I think you're ahead of me. I'm at one point two.
Come back to you're okay. Sitting this one out.
I don't have soul in that address or in that wallet
because it's frozen right now. It's not okay, found.
So it's not a problem.
You're okay. Just give this it a few terrible. Minutes. It's gonna hit radium, and you're gonna be good to go.
Sure. All right, everybody. You know, get ready. We're showing right now a video with the drip. On the video, it's a chicken standing in sneakers.
Wow, that is a dripped out chicken right there. He had Nikes on.
Can we talk about Blast NFTs or Blast Fantasy?
Come on now. Hold on. Did you see that chicken though, Clemente? That chicken was in Nike sneakers. Did you see that? I'm not trying to disrupt the show. I just wanted to know if you saw that.
I saw it.
All right, then, yeah.
Clemente, how much do you have?
Zero.
Oh, damn. That's why you're upset.
I'll buy some right now.
No, sure. You can't. It's my game.
He's going to top buy it.
That's an easy one for Clemente. Clemente's like, you think I won't buy some right now? Let's go.
Clemente, I'll OTC you at a 10% discount right now.
He was going to top buy GameStop yesterday.
Yeah.
I was throwing out trade ideas. This is a trading desk. We're throwing out ideas, discussing theses.
Very sophisticated. You know?
Yeah, very sophisticated. All right, fucking I'll buy this bullshit ass chicken with drip. I mean, if Nick's tweeting it out, I'll buy it, but I don't want to just dump on people. All right, so you guys don't want to talk about Blast NFTs are a disaster. ETH NFTs are a disaster. Runes, I'm down 95%.
We are down 95%.
Oh wow,
ladies and gentlemen, this is a chicken which given the Latino music, I'm gonna assume that this chicken is a competitor in cockfights and he has a chain around his neck.
That was a Mexican chicken right there, dude. And that and it was blinged out. It had multiple chains around its neck, dude.
Chicken with drip. People are commenting on how impressive these chickens are.
There's actually a decent amount of chicken with drip content. This
pretty promising.
Maybe this is the future. Maybe the chicken with drip is the meme we've been missing all of this time.
There's actually an alarming amount of chicken with drip content.
There's probably a lot of access. I watched a boxing match at a Dominican bar in Williamsburg, and on one of the other TVs, the Dominican gentlemen that run the bar were watching a cockfight that was being broadcast on a sports network. So I didn't know that was a thing, like actual broadcast cockfights. So I think that there's probably access to some chickens that you can drip out.
Dude, well,
how do I buy this? Is it on radium?
It's on Photon right now. It's not on radium. Stop using radium, dude. This is why you top tick everything.
I tried to buy it on Shuriken, but it didn't work.
It should work now.
Unable to
back.
It's live, yeah.
Boom. Okay, I'm up. Oh, look at your boy. I'm at 1.6 soul. Look
at that.
Up 60%. Right.
I'm buying on Juke.
So
I'm buying on Juke.
You're buying
you
on
can't
Jupe.
Buy on Jupe, dude. It's not going to work.
I'm buying a half a soul, you assholes. Where do I go? Where do I go?
Buy one soul from me. I can't buy this shit right now.
Buy me some, too.
I'm not going to buy. No, look. I've been watching The Sopranos, okay? Ladies and gentlemen, this is a chicken on top of a charcoal grill wearing Jordans, headphones, and he has sunglasses on his back. So that is more chicken with drip content. Clemente,
that's a hell of a cock, man.
Easy, buy some for me, dog.
Clemente, you can't owe me money. 90K market cap, dude. It's at 111,000 market cap, dude. You're not buying for it.
It's going
to be bloating.
It's up even more.
It just keeps going. Dude, buying this here is dumb, dude.
I'm
do not buy this.
If Nick is tweeting this,
oh no my way, dude. Get out of here. You tweeted it. What are you doing?
Theo, can you buy me a soul? I got you.
What are you doing?
Theo, buy me a soul, dog. Can you get it on this
show? Buy me a soul. Buy me a soul.
I'm no well. Kicks can owe me money, Clemente. You cannot owe me money.
That's you want, how much do you guys want me to buy right now?
Get me in for a soul, man.
Buy me one soul.
Get me in for a soul, man. I started this thing.
I'm buying three souls. Okay, I'm buying three Solana that I'm giving to you guys.
Okay, right. Make it four. Make it four.
One for each.
Swap fail.
That's it. That's it. Yeah, swap fail because the volume is melting.
Speed it up, Nick. Is you just tweeted it? Delete the tweet.
It's 140,000 market cap.
Nick, you just tweeted it. Of course, it's gonna pump. What are we talking about?
I said, why did someone tell me that Anthem is behind this token?
All right, Nick. Well, hurry it up.
Fucking nuts.
You're gonna send this to at least a million. Did you buy some?
I can't do any transaction with this at this point in time. I tried to.
Easy, you buy it. Easy knows how to do it. Buy three soul, please.
All right.
Make it quick. Make it snappy.
Be that shit up, dude. Another tripped out chicken video.
I don't I don't even want it anymore. I'm good.
It won't even let me buy it right now.
All right. No, yeah.
I'm good. Yeah. Thank you. I'm good. Hope you guys enjoy this.
You can't back out of this, dude. You were part of this criminal behavior.
Oh my God. Wait, pull that back up.
It's so strong.
Ladies and gentlemen. So this is a chicken with a chain, and there's a couple. That one's got a bow tie. So ladies and gentlemen, that gentleman was, this guy's realistically a pimp or similar occupation from what I'm seeing from his attire. That's the dev. He's got two chickens that are particularly dripped out. One has a chain and has what I think are lumberjack pattern overalls, perhaps, with a chain. The other has a bow tie, a powder blue bow tie. A very, very classy combination of drip. I think Derek Guy, the menswear Twitter influencer, would approve of the outfits. In fact, if you want to tweet at Derek Guy, a bunch of these...
Solana with this right now. I don't know how to. I'm trying to buy three more for y'all.
No, I'm not buying. I don't want it anymore, Nick.
I'm out. They don't want it anymore.
It's a sticky.
I didn't have enough Solana in this, so there wasn't. Also,
Nick, there were about six other chicken with drip tickers that were made on Pumped Up Fun, and people
immediately after
you can tweet out the ticker.
So. Okay, well, I'm replying to my thing. This is the CA.
So this is
the future. Are you serious?
Is this the future of Nick's content that we're seeing right now? This is insane. This is insane. What are you doing? This is nuts on the table, round two.
Why?
Nick, if this goes to 10 million, will you record a video with a dripped out chicken?
Why are you doing this, Nick?
This is crazy.
I'm just fucking pissed off because this is all Ansem's content is. It does phenomenally well. He gives no disclosure and just pumps it. Here's the full disclosure. I bought a Solana. I said it on the show.
You're wrong. This is not Ansem's content. Ansem would have gotten paid by the team.
You're correct. And the quote that I received was $1 million for Ansem to pump the token. So that's what I've been quoted. So so he's not going to tweet it unless we pay him $1 million. And then it's going
to
be the future.
This is up to a 300K market cap.
That's ridiculous.
No, it's not.
It's literally going to a million. Right, what do you guys expect?
This is the craziest thing I've ever seen.
You guys are all
dripped out.
We're going to make like thousands of dollars on this.
Can we... Are we buying it or not, Clemente?
Do not buy it. Even if it goes to a million, do not buy it. If you did not get on Pump Fun, do not buy this. If you did not buy it before it hit Radium, do not buy this. I don't care if it goes to a billion.
I'm selling one Solana to just get back my soul, and then I'm
right after you tweeted it out. Good job,
so gnarly, Nick.
Right after you tweeted it out,
and then I'm
losing the soul,
baby.
Yeah, we're losing the soul.
Easy's like, dude, sell.
We're losing the soul.
Selling right after you tweet.
It's a 400K market cap.
And broadcasting it on a podcast. Literally, not only doing that, but walking people through the action live on a podcast is interesting.
This is all that fucking people want, dude. Like this, I'm getting
you're not wrong.
Bullshit.
No, the comments in the Discord are saying this is the best show we've had in a long time.
It's all that people want. So basically, as you come on, this is the future. Every YouTuber does the exact same thing. They're like, yo, I'm hearing, you know, this.
They just don't disclose that they got the token for one penny on the 10 cents.
By the way, my entire portfolio is filled with these tokens. Kix mentioned it on this show. I then bought it, said that I bought it, and then all what do they want associated with that? Pump it up. Just pump it up, baby. We're going to $150 million. Buckaroos. What's Pepe? What's Whip?
Hold on here. This is what you were complaining about the other week, where people were DMing you about the meme coins.
I know, I got tired of it, and so I've cracked. Okay, this is Nick cracked show.
This is Nick on crack, that's for sure.
It's the dumbest.
It's the Nick smoking crack.
The Discord's all buying it. This is insane. They're all buying it.
People are saying that Kix is very quiet. He's probably the dev.
No, literally, I went to Pumped Up Fun because I found out about it today, and it just was on the ticker feed. And I was like, that's funny.
Dude, we're seeing a chicken run with sneakers.
Pants. I want to buy this so bad because it actually is interesting.
Oh, shit, dog.
Chicken with drip is very compelling.
Good times.
All right. Well, great show. Right?
Well, we're at 10 a.m.
Snapped and made thousands of dollars in the process.
Nick lost his fucking mind and just sent the token from 15K to 300.
Tomorrow, where we're going to mention another random token that we're going to pump the shit out of, because that's all that this market wants at this point in time. Remember, if you keep holding it for a long period of time, you'll get wrecked because it's complete garbage. But maybe, just maybe, in the back of your mind, you're thinking, is this the one? Is this the moment that I've been waiting for, where this token is going to go to $500 million market cap and I'm going to be able to buy a mansion as a result of it? Maybe.
Well, I think I have no accurate pump that fun because the token pumped and we had fun.
Yeah. I mean, that's literally that is literally the situation. It is kind of absurd that I'm able to make $4 million doing this in a single show. I mean, I'm just kidding. But it is kind of absurd the way that this goes down, this stupid pump.fun thing. And I can't believe that Ansem was the one behind this.
Dude, to show you, like, this is the screen that I found it on randomly. Just think of, like, the chance that I found it. Look how fast this is all. Look at this.
What's that?
How about that penis themed one on the left? That one seems interesting.
It's already
hold on. Hold on. Yo, you're diluting the,
oh,
the,
like this,
the
like
mark. Guys, this is a baby that needs nurturing right now. The chicken needs nurturing, man. Hold on to the cock.
You need to be on 60 milligrams of Adderall.
Kix, for context, I posted a Pump Fun YouTube video, like how I use Pump Fun, 2 months ago. It's my most viewed video. It still to this day is pulling 400 to 500 views a day.
Damn.
It's absurd. Like, people only care about Pump Fun right now. And what's even crazier is the audience demographics are 62% male and that's 38% female. Alarming.
Okay. Alarming. Well, it's been fun. hop on to our next stream, the live stream, the cock stream that we're going to be doing. Very excited about it.
I can't even read that. How many milligrams of Adderall do you have to be on to even see the ticker as it goes by?
It's usually two Celsiuses, three Zins, and a cigarette.
There's a ticker I keep saying. Where's that one? It's the guy sitting up on the seat. It keeps going away.
This is the live feed on Pump.Fun?
Yeah.
Every animation you see is a transaction, a buy or sell, and it puts it to the top of it. So this is like the ultimate dopamine rush ever. When you see the ticker you're in, keep going to that top left corner.
Is there a speed on this?
I can't watch this. Please. I can't watch it.
Why does it say fully diluted market cap? Oh, no, it's 288,000.
Oh, it's 220.
It's going down.
383. 390.
Are you going to delete the tweets, Nick?
It's going to go to a mill.
You cannot delete the tweets, and we probably should donate some level of currency to chicken reservations of some capacity here.
If it actually makes a significant amount of money.
I'm going to have a fried chicken sandwich for lunch today.
What, Clemente?
No, nothing, nothing. Great show. Great show.
He seems concerned right now. That was the voice of concern.
You want to know why I'm concerned, Nick? You want to know?
Because Ordinals are dead. His rooms are down. No, we didn't get Nick, to talk about
Ray and I spend hours curating the show, coming up with topics, prepping the weather report, put blood, sweat, and tears into this baby that is producing the show. And you come out and for 30 minutes, you pump this random ass vaporware bullshit.
Came out of nowhere. I want to apologize, dude. I want to apologize to you, Clemente. Are you mad that you're not part of it? I'll give you some money.
No, yeah, I don't want any of this bullshit.
That what is. If you were up $10,000 right now? Would you be pissed off?
No. Well, it would be because, well, first of all, I wouldn't be able to sell it. I wouldn't be able to sell it.
What do you mean you wouldn't be able to sell it? Press the fucking button. You can't press the button? What are you, stupid?
All right, we're wrapping the show. We're wrapping this bullshit ass show that we did. Hey, tomorrow. Hey, Nick, you got the call sheet tomorrow?
I'm going to give you
partial. Because you got the call sheet tomorrow.
Nick. Hey, you got the
who's
report.
Doing it? Not me.
Yeah, you got it.
I know. I'm just going to quickly run us through all the things. So Ordinals are dead in the last 7 days. Puppets down 18. No, down 15.
And you wanna, no,
OMB down 20. Quantum counts down 18%. Nick, are you interested in buying any of these?
No,
let's find another one. Find another one. Let's
find another ticker. No. Find another ticker, Nick. Find another ticker. Put your big boy pants on. Tweet another ticker.
Find another one. Let's go.
Next week is like, I heard chickens are out.
can we make a pumped up fun one live right now?
Let's call it. We're not making a token. We're not making a token. We are not making a token.
We already made chicken with drip.
But people are saying this is the best show we've hosted probably all year.
We are not making a
token. What if someone else makes one called Clemente Whiny PP Pants?
Oh, I do like that.
What happens?
I do like that. Someone in the audience, you want to make that? Clemente PP Pants. Clemente shat himself. What do you think of these?
Clemente Cry Baby.
Yeah. Clemente's poo.
Wow. And the thing is, this is probably the biggest catalyst to grow our audience ever because now people are like, yo, I'm showing up tomorrow bright and early. I'm here live.
I'm showing up the second the show starts in case they say any ticker.
Should we skip all the stuff that we work hard to prepare, like the weather report, the newsletter updates, and the analysis of the market, and just come in and take names of tickers out of a hat and say, we're buying this one, and put $3,000 of company money into it at the beginning and be like, we're going to dump on you, but not before it goes up.
Maybe.
Yeah, skip it all. Yeah, skip it all. Back to the basics.
Back to the basics.
To be clear,
basics is so funny.
Let's get back to elementary. What are we doing? You guys finally get it. You guys work too hard.
Abro just goes, this is your new format. He's like,
genius idea.
So it starts with the show. Then it starts. Then you get to the tweet. Then you dump on all those suckers. And you're like, just made a 5X.
So are we broadcast?
Our day's work.
So we're going to extract money from the audience on a daily basis and tweet about it.
No, it's not from the audience. It's from the Twitter account. Yeah. And they're going to spread it. And then we're going to dump on those people after you actually make.
It's actually dumping on the non-loyal listeners.
So the loyal listeners have a chance to get in because they watch you and they watch you broadcast the buy. Then you tweet it out. We all amplify it. The listeners amplify it. Everyone's like, this is the thing. A bunch of assholes on Twitter that don't listen to the show spend their hard-earned dollars as a gamble, and then we pull the rug out for money.
Yep.
It's interesting. Yep. It's interesting. Yep. I never thought of that. Never thought of doing that.
No.
That wasn't when I was trying to architect the content for the business. I never thought about that one. Yeah.
So the live viewers win, and we front run the replay crowd. So when the Spotify audience listens, they're the ones buying the exit.
If you're listening on Spotify, it's too late. Like it's definitively too late.
This is basically taking a meat cleaver to the heart of the Spotify. Like you can't listen to this on Spotify.
That said, you got to think about this for a moment. What if it is Whiff? What if it is a whiff? What if chicken with drip is actually at that size and all we do is focus on that one token for a period of time?
That's what Ansem did.
that we didn't create. And we
dog
just
has a hat. Here's a video of a stripper wearing a hat, and now give me venture funding as a result. And, you know, right, like some of the biggest names in the industry say to me, hey, would really love to meet you. If you get a chance, Ansem, my fund would love to chat with you because you posted a stripper with a hat at a strip club on Twitter.
Chicken with drip. You know, that's
chicken with drip.
The drip stays on. Change the whole business name. Change the whole business name.
The shoes stay on.
The shoes stay on.
The shoes stay on, baby.
The shoes stay
and
on.
And the chains.
The shoes and the chains.
Chicken. I'm excited for Cry Mente to launch tomorrow.
We get rubber chickens, and we're just chickened out on the show.
No. Kix is missing. We're not launching another one tomorrow. This is the meme.
We didn't launch this. Stop even insinuating that we had any affiliation to this besides Kix being stoned and seeing it. That's it.
I have no respect for those guys. I have no respect for those guys at Bodalgo pumping chicken with drip. Then Ansem tweets out, yo, chicken with drip kind of fire, NGL. And it's just like, oh, chicken with drip. It's a major. It's a major. It's one of the majors at this point. Our fund, we had a thesis on chicken with drip and we thought it just worked. We talked to Van Eck and they put it in the meme coin index. The morning cluck. Yo, cluck, cluck. What's up?
Cluck, cluck.
Hey, chicken with drip.
Yeah, no, this was a dumpster fire.
Can you get Nick to actually tweet? That would be great. Bro, I just tweeted.
Bro, what you want?
Get your mind right.
It's your mind right, man. Come on.
Dude, this is literally all that people want. So if this is what you want, we're either going to make a bunch of money or get wrecked together.
Well, the other thing is that people will get mad at us, which is actually good. Like the polarizing thing, people are going to be like defending us. People are going to be like, no, they ran a legitimate show for 2.5 years. Then one day, chicken with drip motivated them to start literally dumping intentionally.
All that's mad. So Spencer is going to be pissed because we didn't text him before this went out. So he's going to be pissed that chicken drip with drip was the future, but we didn't notify him. And there's going to be some other people that text me that say, yo, why didn't you tell me about the chicken drip? And that's what's really going to go down, because they're going to suddenly realize, they're going to be like, dude, I went and bought Nikes and chains because after buying this token, and you're telling me you sold it? And I'll be like, yeah, so I like I think the whole situation is going to be, well, let's just see what happens. Maybe this is a nuts on the table sort of moment right here.
Which
I
wasn't.
I didn't sell the nuts on the table, holding, because I felt bad about it. But now I've realized that it doesn't matter. None of this matters. There we go. Look at that drip.
Yo, chicken with drip, cluck, cluck, you know what I'm saying? Chicken with drip, the thesis was obvious. We were early on it. Yeah, Ansem, he tweeted it out, Ansem. Yeah, dude, I'm just kind of a chicken with drip. I'm feeling a little drippy this morning, cluck, cluck, you feel me? Yo, lemon pepper wings, let's go.
Yo, you feel that, cluck, cluck?
Yeah, man. Yo, I'm about to fucking, you know, squawk around a little bit, you know? What's we're up? Like, we got like, web feet around here, you know? We're basically evolved dinosaurs, if you feel me.
Yo, I feel you on that, dude. We're at like 380,000 market cap. That's what I'm talking
about. Is it
about.
Really?
Yeah,
380K, 390.
It would have been a 10X. If you bought it when Kix said it, ladies and gentlemen, go feel bad about yourself all day because you got a gambling addiction and you missed this one.
I missed it and I was on the show.
Clemente is furious.
Clemente is mad.
Hey, Clemente, man.
I missed out.
Dude, that's your problem that you weren't ready to pull the trigger, dude.
I'm not as sophisticated enough. I haven't used Pumped Up Fund.
That was a flaw. But dude, what if this is the next dog with hat? $380,000 market cap. What if it goes to 380 million?
Important crypto entrepreneurs and professionals are following me right now because they're just like, I think these guys are actually pretty insightful. So we better make sure that we pay attention to what they're doing. Half Basic said PO's literally a type of chicken. What the fuck does that mean, Half Basic? What am I type? What does that mean?
Someone's saying tweet about your own coin. It's not my coin.
Wow,
we don't
have a
fucking coin. We have Bodago's, dumbass.
Chicken with chicken drip is almost at $500,000 market cap.
Yep.
That's insane.
440K.
It's actually 472. This is going to go to zero the second the show ends.
I don't believe that.
It's going right to Disney.
You're a chicken.
Yes.
Wait, what do we got, Kix? What are we sharing?
I probably shouldn't share it.
No.
Is it a new ticker?
No, we're not adding new tickers, dude.
I didn't do it. What's up?
Like, dude, Jason Brown just weighs in and goes, sold the drip. Thanks. Like, Jason Brown just made $600.
That was all they were looking for. It was like, literally like, oh, you made $100.
And Jason Brown's like, nice.
That's awesome. All in a day's work. Yeah.
That's a day's work. Easy 10 million.
Dude, why would you sell it right here when this is clearly the fucking future of, the future of finance, dude.
It's what a major at this point. We've put it in our index.
What is wrong with this guy?
What is wrong with who?
That commenter. He bailed? Is he sold? What Jason a loser. Brown.
Jason Brown's buying some drugs with that money.
Dude, they're saying, I've gotten countless messages about selling, pumping my own token. This is the problem with meme coins. This is the problem with any of them, basically. It's like, why aren't you pumping?
The token that you had nothing to do with, you bought a house and you took really great care of your house. You remodeled it. You're so proud of it. The lawn is beautiful. You work so hard on it. Then all of a sudden, some asshole drives a piece of shit car that's 25 years old into your driveway. You're like, what the hell? And he gets out of it and he goes, that's yours now.
Now you go market it.
That's your car now, bitch.
There you go. Like, what the fuck are they?
Trader Fermi said the 1 second chart on a chicken with drip looks bullish. Not gonna lie.
Dude, don't end the show yet. I can't believe Ansem was the one that created this, dude. That's what's just mind blowing to me.
Classic.
Don't you think that's crazy?
What are we doing here?
You look like a chicken. Cock, block, block, block. How do you chick?
Yo, what up, y'all? We dripped out right here. Chicken with drip. You feel me? Let's go. What up?
People are just dumping this thing now.
Yeah, people dumping it. They don't know. It's the new paradigm.
By the way, if you hold this thing, it will probably go to zero.
It's going to zero the second the show ends.
It will go to zero.
The second that we end this show, this is going to zero.
Zero to 100.
I don't think it's going to happen that fast.
Nick, you don't sit in the pumped out fund trenches, my brother. You don't understand what they will do to this chart the second that there's not a mention of it ever again.
Chicken feet.
Oh my God, it's already like crashing.
It's down to two. Nick, this is going to zero in the next 120 minutes at most.
Because everyone in that audience just wants to make fucking 5 pennies.
Wait a minute, it's actually just totally over.
It might be soon. It's at 300k market cap.
I don't think it's over. You know, I don't think it's over.
All right,
we have listeners in the audience that I haven't seen in weeks or months because people are like, wow, the show's actually pretty interesting today, talking about chicken with drip. I think it's you know, normally they try to talk about the patterns of Bitcoin over 4 year periods and, you know, discuss what Paul Ryan has actually weighed in on regarding stablecoin regulation and the potential impact on U.S. treasuries. But nah, man, chicken with drip today. You feel me? Yeah. Yo, I'm about to get it tatted across the belly.
Oh, look at that chicken, dude.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got two chickens dripped out. Both have sneakers on and chains.
Sponsored by Red Bull. Let's go.
Hey, you show me chicken with drip, I'll show you a cookout. Whoa.
Oh, shit.
We're dripping.
You got to have a little fun.
Yo, Clemente, right? Man. You got too much space between your toes. You ain't no chicken. Clemente, man, you got to change your vibration. Your shit's all out of whack. You never going to make money.
All right, so for tomorrow's stream, me and Clemente will be going on Pump Fun and aping any ticker that the audience shares.
What? Wait, what?
You down, Nick? You going to join the stream?
you got to take one token. Or actually, we do one, which is like volatile. And it's like, what's the next token that's going to be named? We're going to be like, chickens ain't cool anymore.
Chickens.
Wait, it's so a mouse market, baby.
Is there a format that we could develop that doesn't cost us like $5,000 a day? Like,
is that? Yes. Well, we got to talk to lawyers to find out how
this. You know, asking a serious question with this outfit's got me going.
He was like, wait, can we actually start a meme coin show and just see what we can do with a bag? See what happens.
He's now excited about the potential, the monetization potential here, where we can just dump on the audience, basically.
I feel like we'd have to do the episodes recorded so that they're not live.
Okay, so then you know what's going to...
We're trading in real time on a recorded video when we post it after.
Oh, that's an interesting thing. So you're in and out of the... I like that. So then there's no live action
that can be taken. We're in and out the whole stream. We end the stream with a certain value and we start with a certain value.
That's a very interesting.
And then we post it and people can see how we navigated pump fun.
The game is basically people watching the pre-recorded video and seeing
how they do.
They can buy in advance of what the playback was.
Yeah, hoping that they were also trading alongside us and seeing what we were aping. But like the streams have to be varying times. We could get creative on this. I like this.
I need to like quote tweet it and be like, "You boys out."
Yo, hey everybody, I'm out. Oh, y'all still in that? Oh, nah.
Nah, I got out ages ago. Hit 480K market cap. Of course I dumped it.
This is like the worst chart ever.
It's going to zero.
It's now down to 259. And this is why
210.
To those people that are talking about quote my token that are DMing me, this is exactly why I don't fucks with it. Because you want me to brand myself associated with that token and see what's going on.
Some asshole made, not you.
Yeah, and that it's going to pump for literally 5 seconds. And then what they're going to say is, why aren't you tweeting about it more? Because it's not about tweeting about it once. It's about it becoming your entire life. Your entire being is around that particular token.
You know what they say, once you get in the matrix, it's hard to get out, right, Pia?
So you can either take the red pill, which is chicken with drip, or the blue pill, which is dog with hat. Which pill are you taking?
Dude, I'm red-pilled.
He's red-pilled, baby. He's
I feel red-pilled. Like dog with hat is an old narrative. It's an old narrative.
Chart, dude. Pull up the chart. Pull up the 5-minute chart on this chicken with drip.
I see with Dub.
Oh, Nick's fudding now.
I mean, are we going to get like a turnaround here or is this over?
I mean, draw some lines on the fucking chart, bro. That's your game. Grab that little line button. Give us a line.
How does this one have, are you on bird eye or something? Oh, Dex.
There's the line over there on the left to the top. All the way to the top. Get that little line. Come on. In the window. The left in the window. You're in the window to the left.
That's not really running this right now.
Not right there. Yeah. Boom. You can do a line.
It's rallying nice
hen house. You feel me?
Well, that's not a properly drawn line.
Are you drawing it?
I'm not on the screen.
Okay. Well, you know what? I didn't know that. What kind of pattern is this, Nick?
I actually do think it's you can't actually hear me because I said it, but you can't actually hear me.
But I'm just asking.
I'm receiving DMs of people who are saying that they're max bidding the end of show nuke on chicken with drip.
They're what?
They're going to max bid the inevitable nuke on this chart once the show ends.
Like short it?
No,
they're going to buy it.
Max bid.
Why?
What do you mean why? Because they're gambling addicts, Pia. What? How? I don't understand how you have this chart. You're looking at the wrong thing, dude, I think.
I don't think he is.
This is the 1-minute chart, Nick.
Oh, I'm on the 5-minute. Okay, here we go. Okay, now we got some real charting action. It is
no longer max bidding. They're now not max bidding.
Right, absolutely. Hey.
They're now out.
They're out.
Just like that, they're out.
They were in a minute ago.
Who the fuck's they, dude?
It's my quant.
What's going on? What is going on with that chart? This is a nice looking chart, though.
It's a breakout.
No, this is a retrace. It's a Honestly, the head and shoulders pattern is now complete. We're going higher.
We're going way higher.
Dude, I think maybe chicken with drip is the future. Well, I can't believe Ansem was so deeply involved with this token.
He's going to wake up and wonder why the fuck he's getting tagged in chicken with drip by half the half of
Clemente's over here in the private chat going, can we rap? Can we rap?
Okay, this is a movement, Clemente.
Go do some work.
Clemente, life's about to be a rap. Clemente, you fuck Clemente. With the chicken squad.
I'm looking at Clemente's calendar right now. Clemente, we actually have to go down the street and pick up a couple chickens. I just placed an order. We have 4 live chickens we have to pick up in the next 15 minutes. We got
to
go.
Yeah. We're about to be doing a lot of chicken stuff.
That sounds inappropriate. Yo, you into chicken stuff?
Yeah. I don't know what that means.
It makes money.
I don't know if we'll ever do this again. Hey,
I'm about to, real quick, guys. I'm going to do an impression. Ready? Are you ready for this impression?
Ugh, I'm mad. I'm mad. I didn't make any money on the show today.
Why didn't I get any blast gold? I didn't get any blast gold for talking about this.
Yeah.
I didn't get any blast gold in the past 30 minutes.
What was the...
What was that an impression of?
Who? Okay, obviously.
Oh, shit. Roaring Kitty just posted a new video and it specifically mentions crypto and meme coins.
Pull it up. Does it mention chicken with drip?
No, but he says crypto in bold text, and then he says the word methamphetamine, but highlights meme.
Sick.
Come on, Tim, I'm just having fun with you, dude. That's sorry. Sick, dude. This is so fucking funny. I'm sorry.
You haven't heard any of it at all. You're a drug dealer. No, what? How? What?
Yeah. How else could you possibly make that kind of money? Marijuana.
Kid. This is good.
No.
God. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching a scene from Breaking Bad as posted by Roaring Kitty in relation to crypto.
Amphetamine.
Damn. Holy shit.
He dropped the meme coins, baby.
Holy shit.
He's launching a meme coin.
Oh, shit.
He can legally pump crypto because it's not regulated by the SEC.
Get out of here before I throw up.
He can?
Yeah.
Nick's the voice. Nick's like, wait. Man.
Damn.
Chicken with drip. All right. Hey, let's go. I'm in. I'm buying the chicken with drip. You're buying it now. Look at Clemente, turn it around.
No.
He's buying the top fuck.
Yo, dude, your hair looks hot, dude. If you went to the bungalow in Santa Monica, you'd be getting a couple phone numbers. A
couple 50-year-old ladies.
Shit. let me see if I have this open right now.
About to get the plugs.
Is there a ticker called methamphetamine?
Probably.
We'll check on fun. Actually.
Yeah. Let me get my laptop up because maybe actually buy this one.
So Clemente, should we like do a little therapy session on why you feel so lousy right now?
No, I'm good to go. I'm good to go.
Swine flu's just posting fucking contract addresses in the YouTube comments.
Yeah, methamphetamine's already at a 200k market cap.
And that dude, what are you doing?
I was trying to click on it so I can pull it up.
Methamphetamine's already at a 140k market cap.
Where's it at, dog?
Trying to get the ticker.
What is the... guys, there's only one token that matters, and I feel disrespected that you're not mentioning the one that I'm currently focused on and exposed to.
What is that ticker?
Chicken drip.
Chicken with drip.
And you gotta be looking at like, you know, 2-second charts in this trading environment. You can't be living in the past, dude. Gotta, you know, methamphetamine, dude. It's funny because it's meth, but like, because you get addicted to it. But we're not talking about.
Was this just launched based on that video?
Yeah. So every video he posts, multiple meme coins get made immediately after.
ain't smoking that.
You can
pipe.
Just sit on Pump Fun and trade the videos. And
are we hammering this one?
I'm in for three soul out of 300k market cap.
Oh my god.
Methameme is
I'm now up to 3.6, 4.2.
One soul, one bag of ZD for me if you're gonna get in there.
Give me a little of that rigatoni while you're at it.
One box of ZD.
Methameme, is that, does it start with J9?
Check. Yeah, J9 is the ticker. The contract.
J9's the ticker.
One box of ZD for me. One soul.
You want me to buy one soul, Pio?
Yeah,
I just bought three Solana of this.
One box of ZD for me.
The show is 30 minutes over. We're just ripping Pump Fun tickers.
I'm getting wrecked on this right now.
Yeah, I think you bought the top.
Clemente, no, don't do it. Don't do it for me. Don't do it for me.
Now he's out.
I'm out.
The transaction is not going through, actually, so I don't know what the situation is.
I'm up 1.5 soul.
I'm such a boomer, man. I don't even know how to get in on this, you know. Where do you guys trade this on?
I'm trading it on Photon.
I'm using BonkBot is what I'm using, but it's not the transaction.
Yeah, I don't got that kind of technology right now, man.
Shuriken.
Shuriken.
Ah, Shuriken.
So right. Can I buy it on Radium?
No. Radium's way behind the ball on this one, Chief. You gotta get these better tools.
Radium's old ass shit. That old you, shit radium.
Why don't you
You're
put
in
a
Blu-ray
little money.
DVD player over here.
I did not buy three soul of.
Don't buy it. We're out. We're all out. We're out.
I'm still in.
Easy still in. I'm back in. Fuck it. Let's go. Put me
don't buy
one.
It now. It's a $500,000.
Never mind. I'm out. I'm out, ladies and gentlemen.
We're rotating our profits out of this back into chicken with drip.
Yo, I'm back on the drip. You know, where's my chain?
I actually would buy chicken with drip here. 187.
This is now a 600k market cap.
Chicken with drip is going down right now, dude.
Yeah, because we're now talking about
Methameme launch. Who knew that was coming?
Guys, it was a fun run. People, the Twitter people. I am getting like a lot of followers from posting this token.
A lot of assholes.
Yeah. So how do you get hooked up on that Photon? What do I do?
I'll send it to you.
Wait, I do own the meth one. And
Which one is it, man?
I'm in fucking both, basically, at this point.
I mean, that's good, because this thing's looking pretty methy.
Hey-o.
600K market cap.
I'm
a couple pumps away from psychosis.
I'm up 100%.
I'm up 5% on that. I'm up 400% with chicken with drip.
That drippy whippy.
Epic Duck, I'm currently up 82%, and Pups, I'm down 47%.
Mm. Fuck Pups.
Pups, I'm down.
Pups is old news.
Pups is so last year.
You know, I've turned a corner. I actually think this is, let's go with this from now on. This is the same shit as Blast. It's just Blast is, Fantasy Top, it just has a little bit of lipstick on it.
Basically,
it's the same PvP bullshit. It's just more nuanced to it. This is cut and dry.
This is way faster. This is way faster.
It's just easy. Better. Is this the legit Photon, dude?
I'm in. Let me send you one second. Let me send you my referral link.
Yeah.
Clemente was just mad earlier because he's a huge hater.
What is this, Photon?
Yeah, I'm sending in the private chat.
Is that a Telegram?
Should I sell my pups?
No, Photon's
website. I put in fucking five soul into that, dude, and I'm down.
Just hold it. Hold it. It has to go up at some point. Runes have to make a comeback.
Rune? I don't know, man.
That's the thing driving this?
Runes. Runes are down like 90%.
Remember how that was the future?
Yeah. Runes more like prunes. Old ass pieces of shit buying that stuff. Run that chicken with drip tip.
This is more interesting. Yeah, this
dude,
is more
chicken drip is just down, dude. Like chicken drip is just down. Pull up the
wait for the comeback.
This is my screen. Look at this chart. Remember that chart that Clemente had drawn with the line?
Yeah.
This.
It's just this is a domino rally to zero.
Easy. Where do you usually store your Photon private key?
This was the counter line.
I put it into Phantom.
Oh, you put the key into Phantom? That's smart. I'm gonna do that.
I'm going to quote tweet mine and be like, seems like everyone's selling it now.
You're going to send this thing to zero expeditiously.
It was just a poor little chicken trying to make it in life.
Nick.
Quote it and be like, who the hell is killing chickens?
You know who likes this? Make sure you check the spelling on that. It's who the hell?
Who is the hell?
Nick, your fantasy top holders are fired up right now because you're posting.
Yeah, you're cooking.
That's right the now. Thing is, like, people are fucking loving this. Loving this is like Nick.
Have you know what is it?
Nick is climbing the leaderboard right now.
Have you no heart?
All right, so just put like, you know, 20 soul into this photonian technology. All up in this.
Okay, quote tweeted. Boom. meth. It looks like I may be down on meth.
I didn't buy into that.
You owe me a Solana.
Nope. Nope.
You said buy it.
Nope.
I'm currently down 4% right now.
4% on meth.
Now I'm up 7%.
Not bad, dude. All
right, wrap.
You can get a chicken sandwich for that, dude.
Hey, this has been good. Thanks for joining in on the meme pump, token pump show, which is
set up on Photon for next time.
It's basically a pump.fun show is essentially what it is.
That's what we're going to be doing for the next 7 to 14 days. Stay tuned.
Just make Wednesday, like get over the hump day. They call it hump day. We're going to call it pump day.
Yeah, we can probably get a deal with pump.fun to get like $3,000 a day to just plow.
They make $1 million a day. If they can't give us $3,000, dude,
give us fucking $3,000.
Hey, what? Pia with hair like that, you look like you plow, man. So they'll probably take you up on it.
This is pump day.
This has been the best show of the whole year. Good show.
Great job, guys.
Great morning. This is a great morning for me. It bothers me that people are like, hey, great show. Hey, great show.
This is what the market wants, dude.
They made money at the expense of someone else who's like buying the ticker right now, basically.
That's fucking life, dude.
Hey, great show, guys. Hey, thank you. Great show.
Guess what? When you go update your whole life insurance plan, ask them what mansion they live in. You know what I mean?
All right. Well, let's wrap.
All right. We're going to have to talk to friggin' the lawyers to see if this is something that we can do.
I can't wait for the lawyers to tell us to delete the episode.
Abro just goes, this is your show, read the room. Like, I'm just an asshole. Like, anyway.
As Jim Carrey said, sometimes the show gets away from you.
All right, my dog's tangled up in the blanket. All right, here we go. I'll see you guys.
Dog with blanket.
See you tomorrow.
Later.